Guys, you know the drill. I'm going to go through our affirmation and our journal prompts for the day. And you can journal along with me, or you, if you're communing, you can mentally journal. So let's get started. Today's affirmation is, I am successful. Ooh, I love this one. I am successful. Take a second and just breathe in this affirmation. Sit with it for a second. I am successful. And I want you to write this affirmation over yourself in three different ways. What does I am successful mean to you? And how can you speak that over yourself? For me, a couple examples would be, I am successful when I show up on my really hard days. And sometimes I don't feel like I'm successful, but in the whole picture, I am. I showed up, I'm doing the best I can, and that's amazing. Let's see here. I am successful when my kids have had, they're laying down at night and they're just saying, it was just a great day today. I am successful when my kids have amazing and happy days. Those are my examples. So take a minute and write or think of I am successful and speak it over yourself. Okay, and now that you are back with me, here is my positive statement that coordinates with our affirmation of the day, which is, each challenge I overcome is a part of my journey and contributes to my success. Absolutely. And so at the end of this session, I don't think I've stated this in the prior episodes, but pick this simple I am statement or your positive statement and display it. Find a place where you're at most of your day, if it's at your desk or your nightstand, go ahead and display that. So every time you have a peek at it and you read it, you can continue to speak that positive statement or affirmation over yourself. Moving on to our journal prompt for the day, which is, what is something that you've been wanting to learn or try, and how can you make time for it in your schedule? I love this because I think we pack our schedules sometimes unintentionally, and we realize we're so busy that we don't get to do some of these things that we've been dreaming about or learning to do. I myself have a long list of things that I want to do, mostly art related. But I've currently been quilting quite a bit in the background, and so I really want to improve my binding skills. So I actually have made an appointment this weekend, and by appointment, I have put it in my calendar and I'm making a commitment to myself that I am going to practice that skill. And it may not be great and it may not be perfect. However, I've allowed time in my schedule to make sure I get to that. So what is something that you've been wanting to learn or try, and how can you make time for it in your schedule? And go ahead and journal that, or mentally journal that with me. And now that you're back, we have our last journaling section, which is write your one gratitude for the day. So what are you grateful for? And you can start with, I am grateful for dot, dot, dot. And now that you've done that, you are so amazing. You have finished day three. We are coming up on halfway done with this challenge. And yeah, I'm so excited for you. I hope you're enjoying this morning daily session. And I will leave you with, you are worthy, you are in control, and you are powerful. Let's go win our day.